This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda appeals to maintain social goodwill, unity and cooperation. House of Representatives parliamentary committees to elect presidents tomorrow. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba appeals to all not to carry out any activities disturbing social harmony. Nepali women's team clinch T20 quadrangular series defeating Hong Kong by 13 runs. And Ukraine air crash kills three pilots including one of the most celebrated fighter pilots. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that personal life and social system will not remain complete without social relations and cooperation irrespective of alignment to diverse castes, languages, religions and ethnicities. Issuing an appeal yesterday, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said the government was serious to the activities taking place in the cultural city of Dharan in the past few days and its possible impacts on goodwill and unity. The Prime Minister noted that the national unity could be maintained in a true sense only by respecting to each other's thoughts, faiths and aspirations. In his message, Prime Minister Prachanda urged one and all to remain away from any activity that destabilizes social unity and remain firm for unity and harmony. The Prime Minister has said that historical duty of nation-building could be achieved only through the medium of religious and ethnic unity, cooperation and social goodwill. Prime Minister Prachanda also reminded that the Constitution of Nepal has ensured the right to adopt, practice and conserve one's religion being practiced from the past, adding that spreading negativity toward other religions and aspirations is strictly prohibited. 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives are set to elect the presidents tomorrow. The Parliament Secretariat has released a schedule for the election to the leadership of the lower house thematic committees as per the announcement of the House Speaker. Secretary of the House of Representatives Padma Prasad Pandey stated that candidacy filing and release of the candidates list is scheduled for Sunday. The proposals received for the committee president shall be tabled at the concerned committees on Monday. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has appealed to all not to carry out any activities disturbing social harmony. Issuing a public appeal yesterday to all regarding the incidents of Dharan, Nepali Congress President Deuba said the activities that disturb religious and social harmony would be in the interest of no one. He also expressed concern over the disputes taking place in Dharan of Sunsari district challenging religious, cultural and social unity. The Nepali Congress president also reminded that Nepal's constitution guaranteed the right to religion and culture without hampering others' rights to religion and culture. Chairman of the CPNML, KP Sharma Oli, has sought an end to all sorts of discrimination and inequality. While addressing the gathering of party cadres in his hometown Chapa yesterday, ML Chair Oli said it was inappropriate to discriminate in the name of ethnicity and religion to achieve social justice. On the naming of Province 1 as Koshi, Chairman Oli said that Koshi is a common name that provides ownership of all ethnicity and languages. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajisrestha has expressed his commitment to make the regulations related to non-resident Nepali citizenship soon and ease the process of obtaining it. In a meeting with a delegation led by the Executive President of the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, at the Home Ministry yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said that the government is committed to making the provisions to be included in the regulations related to non-resident Nepali citizenship friendly. In the meeting, NRNA Executive President Dr. Badri Kesari requested that the regulations on non-resident Nepali citizenship should be prepared soon, paving the way for NRNs to obtain citizenship. Senator Chris Van Hollen, a member of the U.S. Senate Foreign Affairs and Appropriations Subcommittee on State and Foreign Operations is to visit Nepal. He is scheduled to arrive Kathmandu in the first week of September. According to the information shared by Senator Holland's secretariat during his visit to Nepal, Holland will meet with government officials, youth leaders, parliamentarians, representatives of civil society, representatives of non-profit organizations and business persons. His official visit also involves a visit to Sri Lanka and Maldives. Throughout his travel, the senator will visit a wide array of youth-supported projects and locations of cultural significance. Central member of the Nepali Congress, Dr. Shekhar Koirala, has said religious tolerance is the identity of Nepali people. Speaking at an installation program organized by Nepal Press Union Morang chapter in Biratnagar yesterday, leader Koirala urged all sides concerned to maintain social and religious tolerance and harmony. If flights, which were disrupted due to thick fog following incessant rainfall, have resumed in Humla district after 5 days. Air flights in mountainous districts of Karnali, including Humla, were disrupted from Monday due to bad weather in the wake of incessant rainfall. Govinda Lama, station manager of Smith Air in Humla, said Smith Air made the first flight to Simcoe from Nepalganj yesterday with clear weather in the district. The CPN UML Secretariat meeting scheduled at Sare Ambas at Thangadi Mai Municipality in Sirwaha District from yesterday has been rescheduled for coming August 30. CPN UML's District Chairperson Chandeshwar Mandal said the meeting was postponed due to the incessant rain. Party Chairperson KP Sharma Oli had flown to Biratnagar yesterday to attend the meeting. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the sports updates now. Nepal has clinched the title of Women's T20 Quadrangular Series held in Malaysia. Nepal won the series, defeating Hong Kong by 13 runs in the final match held yesterday. The result of the match was decided via Doc Watley's method after the match was interrupted by rain at a time when Nepal was batting. Winning the toss, Nepal decided to bowl first in the final match held at Bayumas Oval Cricket Ground in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Malaysia was limited to 101 runs by losing 6 wickets in 20 overs. Chasing the target of 102 runs posted by Malaysia, Nepal could only play 5.3 overs and made 37 runs, losing 1 wicket. Nepal was declared the winner after the match could not resume due to heavy rainfall. Nepal, Hong Kong, Kuwait and host Malaysia were in the Women's T20 series. Nepal had played the series as preparation for the Women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier, scheduled in Malaysia from the 31st of August. Now some international updates. One of Ukraine's most celebrated fighter pilots and two other airmen have been killed in a mid-air crash. According to BBC, Andriy Pilsiskov had won fame taking part in dogfights over Kiev during the early phase of Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian military called the airmen's deaths painful and irreparable losses and paid tribute to Pilsiskov as a pilot with mega knowledge and mega talent. The crash involved two L-39 training planes flying over northern Ukraine. An investigation is underway into whether flight preparation rules were not correctly followed, resulting in Friday's crash in Zhytomyr Oblast. The region is west of the capital, Kiev, and hundreds of miles from the front line. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed the deaths in his nightly video address, saying that his country would never forget anyone who defended the free skies of Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province, Madhesh province, Bagmati province and Kandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda appeals to maintain social goodwill, unity and cooperation. House of Representatives Parliamentary Committees to elect presidents tomorrow. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba appeals to all not to carry out any activities disturbing social harmony. Nepali women's team clinched T20 quadrangular series, defeating Hong Kong by 13 runs. And Ukraine aircraft kills 3 pilots, including one of the most celebrated fighter pilots. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.